Let's talk about my next guests and their adventure, Missing Logic. Let's talk to co-founders Tracy Christofferson. Like Chris, right?
Yeah, just
yes.
Like Chris.
Oh my gosh.
Spelled a little different, but.
And Michelle Trozek. Trozek, you are all about joining together, bringing your professions alive in a unique healthcare opportunity. So good morning to you, Michelle. Tell me about you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you so much for having us. I'm Michelle Trozek, and I'm a nurse, and I'm from the area. I live in Hudsonville, Michigan, and I am a two-time graduate from Grand Valley State University School of Nursing, and I have a clinical background in critical care, and I also have done a lot of work in national efforts in healthcare and working with a large consortium, which we'll tell you a little bit more about. And I'm also a fellow in the American Academy of Nursing and just stepped down as president of the National Academies of Practice.
Goodness gracious. And you have now time for a radio interview. Huh?
I do.
Tracy, share us information about you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I'm actually a respiratory therapist by profession. And Michelle and I actually met 30 years ago at orientation here at a hospital in Grand Rapids. So we've been interprofessional colleagues for a long time. I've spent a lot of my career as a coach and consultant working with healthcare organizations across the country around healthcare transformation. And I'm actually a doctoral student right now, getting my PhD in interprofessional healthcare studies.
Always learning. Here we are. Let's talk about how you are teamed together. Healthcare's Missing Logic. Take us back to this union, please.
To our union? Oh, well, we started out as bedside practitioners together. And we recognized early on how important interprofessional care was. And we were very blessed to have a wonderful mentor. Her name is Bonnie Wasorek, and she actually started the CPM Resource Center here in Grand Rapids. And we joined her and her team, and we had the privilege of working with over 400 organizations in a consortium to transform care at the point of care. And in that work, Tracy and I worked with organizations. We really kind of held that vision of transforming healthcare. And in the midst of that, we were introduced to polarity thinking through the work of Bonnie, and she met a mentor named Barry Johnson. And we loved the work. We saw the significance it had in organizations. So last year, we launched Missing Logic to take it out further into the healthcare world.
Yes. Add to that, please, Trace.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, as you know, as a physical therapist, yes. Healthcare is a little bit of a mess, right? We've got a lot of chronic challenges. And over the last 30 years and all the leadership roles we've had, what we've seen is the chronic challenges and leaders trying to solve these challenges over and over and over. We sit at the same tables hearing the same thing over 30 years, and we're really, frankly, kind of tired of it because we know it doesn't have to be that way. The missing logic is polarity thinking, and what leaders try to do is they try to solve these challenges, which are actually polarities and not problems. So a problem, right, is solvable. There's an endpoint. You make a choice between two, options, and you're done. But polarities are never ending. They're ongoing. And when you misdiagnose a problem or a polarity as a problem, you are guaranteed to fail because all polarities act the same way. And the energy binds them together. So it's an interdependent choice. It's not an either-or choice. You actually need to give attention to both.
And if I may summarize, according to your notes, quite frankly, you want to start a movement where the application of polarity thinking is as natural as to healthcare leaders and clinicians as problem solving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and you know,
took it from your notes.
Yeah. Well, as clinicians, we're really trained to be good problem solvers, right? As a physical therapist, nurse, respiratory physician,
everybody's
no matter what your
unique.
Profession is. And what we recognize is we really aren't introduced to polarity thinking or that polarities exist. And if we could bring that to healthcare, it would really change the amount of time, money, and resources that are wasted. So we see it as a critical competency. In fact, the Center for Creative Leadership has identified leveraging polarities as one of the top five competencies of leaders. Mm-hmm. So it's really critical that healthcare leaders understand this concept so we can have sustainable outcomes in healthcare.
What is an example of a problem and a polarity?
Well, sure. So as a marathon runner, Shelly.
Yeah, have you been doing your research?
Yeah, I have. So let's use a marathon as an example. Oh, okay. So as a problem would be, do I run ABC Marathon in August? Mm-hmm. Right? Yes or no? Right. Once you make the decision, yes, I'm going to run the marathon. Yes. Problem solved. Now, here's where the polarity comes in. As a runner, as a marathon runner, you need activity and rest. They appear to be opposite, but they're interdependent. If you're going to run a successful race, you have to do both. So when I focus my efforts on activity, I get increased endurance. If I focus efforts on rest, right, I'm actually going to build muscle because my muscle builds when I rest. So I need to do both, and I want to put action strategies in place to get both. And then if I overfocus on one to the neglect of the other, I'm going to end up in a negative consequence, right? So if I overfocus on activity, I could actually have injury. If I overfocus on rest, I can actually have muscle atrophy. So I have to do both, and it's this dynamic dance and balance between the two that's going to lead to that greater purpose of a successful race.
Thank you for that. I've taken notes as you talked about that. The rest part's tough. What are some of the major polarities in healthcare?
Well, there's so many, Shelly. There are, well,
it's a two-hour show.
That is, it is. Oh, yeah. We have to come back for sure. but there are some major ones that are very clear. They're clearly documented in the literature. We see them all the time when we call those crux polarities in healthcare. And some of the major ones are patient satisfaction and clinician satisfaction, right? They are interdependent. If your patients aren't satisfied, it's going to impact your clinician satisfaction and vice versa. Another one is medical care and whole patient care. We need both. We need really good medical care, but if we aren't seeing the patient as a whole person, we're missing half the picture. So that's another critical one. A major one that's happening in healthcare right now is the polarity of the technology platform and the practice platform. And I don't know how well you are aware of the rapid rollout of electronic health.
Assume nothing.
Well, there's been a major implementation of electronic health records across the country, and we're seeing some downside to that now and how it's impacting really the practice of the practitioners and their satisfaction. Yeah. So Tracy and I have just recently been invited to write a chapter on an upcoming interprofessional informatics book and the significance of managing this polarity. And another major one that we have spent many years on, and we're doing ongoing work, and it's really connected to Tracy's doctoral dissertation as well, is interprofessional education and collaborative practice. Mm-hmm. And you can't teach physicians and nurses and therapists how to work together and then expect them to step into a world that doesn't have it happening. And there is a real need to connect at the local level how we're teaching people to be interprofessional colleagues and how they're actually practicing it in the real world.
For that reminder, Missing Logic, LLC, presented by co-founders, this conversation, Michelle Trossette and Tracy Christofferson. A couple more topics before we say our goodbyes. First of all, putting this into practical terms, basically as a business, you offer services in coaching, consulting, and retreats and workshops.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. And we really kind of start out helping people to uncover what the polarities are that are at work in their organization. So we do some discovery with people. But then there's also an assessment that's been developed to help them actually assess how well they are leveraging or managing these polarities in their environment. And so we work with them to roll out an assessment so they really get a very accurate understanding of their current realities. Because as a leader, I can assume how well we're doing this, but I really need to tap the stakeholders of the organization. Once they assess, and what's important is simultaneous action, because we need the positive outcomes of both poles. So we work with them around strategies for that, helping them to course correct when they need to. And our whole effort is really to build the capacity of the organization. We want this, again, to be natural and habitual way of thinking and addressing the challenges that they have in their organization.
And you also have a podcast in the works, ladies.
Yes, we do. So we have some new things on the horizon. And it's all kind of been just building momentum over the years, right? So Tracy and I are also faculty at the Bonnie Wisorek Center, the Polarity Thinking Institute for Healthcare, the only one for healthcare right here at Grand Valley State University. And then from there, with Missing Logic, we opened up a membership. And so we have actually healthcare leaders from across the country that join us virtually. We're opening up another membership. Mm-hmm. And the exciting news, drum roll please.
Nice. You did a good job there.
Is that this summer we're launching Healthcare's Missing Logic podcast. And this is going to give us a phenomenal platform to really get the word out there around polarity thinking and share and how people are using it. We have some exciting interviews we've already conducted, so we're very excited about the podcast.
Get used to the microphone. There you are. All right, let us talk about getting more information on either how to listen to your podcast or to receive your services.
Yeah, so the way to find us is to go out to our website, www.missinglogic.com, and you can reach us there. You also can download a Polarity Thinking Mindset Guide. You could sign up for our podcast waiting list, and also follow us on social media. We are on LinkedIn as Missing Logic LLC, Facebook, and we also have a Twitter account.
Why are you dressed kind of alike?
Because we're walking polarities.
Okay. Yeah.